Mom, I have been devastated to see hundreds of women and men creating small market stalls along the major streets of Harare because all the space that they could rent has been taken up by people from West Africa or Asia.
You, now Susan, have you not heard about xenophobia?
I have, Mom, but what I'm talking about is not xenophobia.
It is dangerous xenophobia that can lead
to... No, Mom, what I'm saying is a fact.
Now listen to me, Susan. We cannot allow all the streets of the Sunshine City to become a garbage offenders. That is why the municipality police confiscates their goods and fine them.
Mother, tell me something. Has your constitutional outreach team found time to talk to those women who are spending the whole day running away from the municipal police just because they're trying to earn an honest living?
What for? Why talk to those people? They should not be selling and littering all over the place.
But do you think they'll be selling on the streets if there was no one to buy from them?
Those people are nothing but lawbreakers who have no respect whatsoever.
And your women who pan for gold and destroy rivers are not breaking the law?
Now, Susan, just what do you have against women in business, Iwe?
Nothing, Mom. But I'm just saying that those women in the streets who can never be part of your Indigenous Women in Business Committee are the real Zimbabweans, and they should be consulted on the making of the new constitution.
And you honestly expect those street vendors to understand the Kariba draft constitution?
Oh yes, Mom, they do. Those people understand real governance issues, and they will have their views on whether there should be a House of Assembly, a Senate, a President, two Presidents, two Vice Prime Ministers,
Susan. Those are not the people to consult because they don't understand complex governance and economic issues.